Sessions, whole of government effort to take down drug cartel, they are in our crosshairs. By Penny Starr on October 17, 2018. Attorney General Jeff Sessions held a press conference on Tuesday with officials from the Department of Justice, U.S. Treasury, and State Department to announce a whole-of-government effort to take down the cartel Jalisco Nueva Generación, CJNG. Sessions said the drug cartel is one of the five most dangerous transnational criminal organizations on the face of the earth, and it is doing unimaginable damage to the people of this nation. Sessions said although it was formed only 9 years ago, it has established its network around the world, including in Europe, Asia, and Australia. CJNG has a presence in cities across the United States, from San Diego to Omaha to Roanoke to New York City to Orlando, said Sessions, adding that the cartel is believed to traffic 10 tons of cocaine and methamphetamines into the United States every month. They are in our crosshairs, Sessions said. This cartel is our top priority. Every single day these cartels cross our borders, disrespect our sovereignty, deal poison and death to Americans all across this country, Sessions said. Assistant Attorney General Brian A. Bankskowski of the Justice Department's Criminal Division, Acting Administrator Utham Dhillon of the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, FBI Deputy Director David L. Bowditch, Director Andrea Gacki of Office of Foreign Assets Control, OFAC, Assistant Secretary for International Narcotics and Law Enforcement Affairs Kirsten D. Madison of the U.S. Department of State, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement's Homeland Security Investigations, HSI, Executive Associate Director Derek Benner, and Chief Don Ford of IRS Criminal Investigation, IRSC, joined Sessions for the announcement, which included 15 indictments against people and entities in the cartels. Today, the Department of Justice Criminal Division's Narcotic and Dangerous Drugs Section, U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of California, the Northern District of Illinois, the Southern District of Mississippi, and the Eastern District of Virginia are announcing 15 indictments, some recently unsealed, against the following CJNG leaders, financiers, transporters, and sources of drug supply, the press release about the announcement stated. Since April 2015, OFAC has announced 9 designation actions totaling 63 separate individuals and entities in Mexico tied to the CJNG and the Queenies organization. The State Department also announced the largest reward ever approved for the Narcotics Rewards Program, $10 million for information leading to the arrest of El Mancho. Additionally, the Department of State is announcing a Narcotics Rewards Program reward for information leading to the arrest of high-ranking CJNG member Eric Valencia Salazar, a.k.a. L85, in the amount of $5 million, the press release stated. DOJ also cited the daily coordination between the government of Mexico with the U.S. Department of Justice, Treasury, and state to target this violent drug cartel that has a direct impact on the lives and livelihood of millions of citizens in the United States and Mexico. DEA has a strong partnership with the government of Mexico that is demonstrated in the relentless pursuit of the violent leadership of the CJNG cartel, Dhillon said. We will continue to work closely with our international partners to bring cartel leader Nemesio Cervantes, aka El Mencho, to justice and dismantle drug cartels like CJNG. We will continue to carry out President Donald Trump's order to dismantle transnational criminal organizations to protect the people of this country, Sessions said. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.